to stop being impulsive, progress is going to look retroactive. You're going to go from not realizing you have a problem to catching yourself after you've messed up to realizing you've messed up right after you're doing it, noticing you're about to mess up but still messing up, and finally being able to stop yourself from doing that impulsive behavior. Eventually, you'll be able to prevent a lot of these situations from happening beforehand. And this process can take a few weeks for a single small behavior. If you're not stopping it right away, here's how you know you're making progress. So week one or two might look like you catch yourself after the reaction and you get curious and learn from the situation and start to become more aware of your triggers. Week three through four, you might catch yourself in the middle of the reaction and you'll watch yourself doing the stupid thing, but you'll get a little curious about it. You'll see it differently. You'll be like, oh no, I'm about to say it. Oh, I said it. But then you'll be like, huh, I wonder like what thoughts and triggers led up to that. I wonder what I could have done differently. And afterwards you'll find yourself like rehearsing it and practicing differently. And then by week five, you'll start to catch the behavior at the start right here, and you'll actually be able to replace it with a different behavior. Even during weeks one through four, when you're still doing the behavior, you're making progress toward being less impulsive.